Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Lebracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rev Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin daf Yud Ches. The Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis teaches us Gufa. Ein Meshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. We do not place a Melech as one of the Dayanim of a Sanhedrin. V'lo Melech V'Kayin Gadol B'Ibur Shana. We do not place a melech or a kohen gadol as one of the dayanim to decide whether the shana should be a shanim uberes or not. The Gemara explains the reason why we do not put a melech and a kohen gadol as members of the bezdin to decide whether the shana has to become a shanim uberes or not. So the Gemara says that melech mishum afsanya, that the melech who pays his armies a yearly wage, so he has the gius to go ahead and to make a shanim uberes. Thereby, he'll save money, not having to come up with the next year's money until after 13 months, because since he paid by the year, so if it was a shanim uberes, he would get more service for less money. And kayin gadol mishum tzina. The Kohen Gadol was also not allowed to be one of the members of the Bezdin to decide whether we should make an Ibur Shana or not because of cold. Rashi explains, Kohen Gadol eina roitzeh shetes aber hashanim b'pnei atzina. The Kohen Gadol would rather that the year would not be a shanim uberes because the Kohen Gadol is scared of the cold. Which cold? Tzarech litvel l'kaddish b'yemei kippurim. Chomesh tefilos v'asara kiddushim. Then in Yom Kippur he has to go to the mikvah 5 times. He has to wash his hands from the kiyar 10 times. Then tis aber shana, if it's going to be a leap year, we're going to add an extra month. Harei Tishrei b'mar cheshvan. Tishrei will have mar cheshvan's weather. By pushing off Yom Kippur to a later date, closer to the fall, thereby the weather will be colder on Yom Kippur. Utsinas mar cheshvan, the cold which we generally find in mar cheshvan, tia b'tishrei, will end up being in Tishrei. Now, before we go weiter to the main thing I want to discuss, Bichlal, the Bali Musar, say that one sees a tremendous Musa Haskel from this Gemara. And that is, you see the kayach of negias of a person, and how even a slight negias would have the ability to go ahead and to throw a person's judgments. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol, an Ish Kadosh Ma'id. The Ibur Shana took place Teves, Shvat, months and months away from Yom Kippur. And yet, we're scared that the Kohen Gadol's ability to make an impartial decision may somehow be affected by the fact that he knows that he's going to have to go to the mikveh 5 times in 8 months from now, and it might be 5 degrees colder outside. And that's already enough to go ahead and to throw the judgment of a Ish Kadosh Ma'id, the judgment of a Kohen Gadol. And we see from this Gemara that if the Kohen Gadol, Chazal was scared, would have negias for the slight hana of going to the mikveh in water which is slightly warmer, 8 months down the road, and yet we're scared the Kohen Gadol will not, no longer be impartial because he has that slight gain to gain in 8 months around, how much more so may us Pashut the people be when we pass judgment and we go ahead and make pass judgments? Do we have to be Baidik 100 times to see if we have an agenda, if we have an Negius, if we have something to gain by the way that we decide? There's a fascinating Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin tells a story that Rav Elish was once captured by Goyim. The Gemara says that Rav Elish was captured by Goyim, and Yom Echad, one day, Hava Yosef Gabeah who gavra Hava Yodah B'lishan Sipari. One day he was sitting in jail, and next to him was a person who understood the language of birds. Osa Urva, an ayer of a raven came, the kakarile, and the raven started making noises, started chirping. Amalei, Sir of Elish said to the person sitting next to him, "You understand the language of birds. My kamar, what is he saying?" Amalei, so this fellow said back to Rav Elish, "What he's saying is, Elish brach, Elish brach. Elish run away, Elish run away." So the Gemara says that Rav Elish didn't want to rely on the raven. Amr, he said, Urva Shikra, who a raven can lie. We know that Nayach had a bad experience with a raven. V'loy simichnale. And I am not going to rely on this raven and run away and be assured that I'm not going to get caught. The Gemara goes on to say that Adahachi, meanwhile, a little bit later, Asa Yaina, a Yaina came, the Kakaria, and the Yaina was also chirping. Amarle, Sir of Elish said to this fellow who understood the language of the birds, Maika Amra, what is he saying? Amarle, so he answered him, Elish brach, Elish brach. He's saying, Elish run away, Elish run away. Omar, Sir of Elish, said that Knesset Yisrael k'yoyna mesila, that Klal Yisrael is compared to a yoyna. Therefore, I can assume that this is a message for me, a nace is going to happen. And sure enough, the Gemara tells us that Rav Elish ran away, and he was saved b'derech nes. Rav Kiva Eger, on the side of the Gemara in Gilyon HaShas, he says as follows. Then the Sefer HaAruch, it says that Rav Elish understood the language of the birds. And Rav Kiva Eger asks, L'chaira, our Gemara seems to indicate the opposite. If Rav Elish understood the language of the birds, why was Rav Elish going to this other person to find out what the bird said? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, on the Aruch who says that Rav Elish understood the language of the birds, in this Gemara, if anything, it would indicate just the opposite. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, in the Shmuzin, he says a teretz to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. And he says as follows, that really we have to say that Rav Elish understood the language of the birds. Most people, when they hear birds chirping, they don't run over to someone who will understand the language of the birds to find out what the bird is saying. Just because the bird is chirping is not of interest to them. Therefore, the Aruch learns that Rav Elish did understand the language of the birds. And therefore, when the bird was chirping, Rav Elish understood that the bird was saying, Elish brach. If that's the case, so why did Rav Elish ask the person sitting next to him, what is the bird saying? Zok Rav Chaim Shulevitz, because Rav Elish understood that a person has tremendous negius to hear what he wants to hear. And therefore Rav Elish was scared that maybe the reason why he thinks the bird is saying Elish brach is because that's what he wants to hear. And therefore, because he understood the language of the birds, and because he was scared of Negius, that's why he asked the person sitting next to him but what the bird had said. But had he not been a person who understood the language of the birds, he wouldn't have asked in the first place, and therefore the Aruch brought a raya from our Gemara that Rav Elish indeed did understand the language of the birds. So that's the first point. We see, learn from our Gemara a tremendous lesson in the kaychas and nefesh of a person. But what I wanted to concentrate primarily is the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar HaPapa, Shema Mina, we see from this that the Kohen Gadol would want it not to become an Ibiyar, because he's worried about the Mar Cheshvan weather coming out in Tishrei. Shema Mina, Shata Bosa Yarcha Ozel. So the Mil Tzedakah learns that Pshat in this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that Shema Mina, Rashi is also Kipshute Mashma like this, but what the Pup is saying is that apparently the weather follows the solar year and not Bezin's Kiddush HaChadosh. Shema Mina, we see from this Gemara that the Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol would rather that Yom Kippur should come out earlier rather than later, that the weather follows the solar calendar rather than Bezdin's Kiddush HaChadosh. And the Mil Tzedakah explains, and the Chasam Sofer brings it in a tshuva also, he says more or less the same thing, that we have a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us, Darshas from the Pasuk, L'keil Geimer Olai, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Yerushalmi Darshas from L'keil Geimer Olai, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam changes the Teva according to Torah and according to what Bezin Shalmata paskins. The Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin Perek Aleph, Omer of Oven, Ekra Lelikim Elyoin, L'keil Geimer Olai. The Rebbeinu Shleilam completes based on me. I call to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who completes, who acts based on what I do. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi explains, Bashaloshan v'yemechot, you have a girl who's 3 years old. She was Niv'eles, and therefore her Besulim was removed. Nimluchu Bezdin la'abrei, Bezdin will now decide to make an Ibayar. Therefore, she is no longer, she comes out, Lama Freya, that she was not 3 years old. HaBesulim Chayzer. The Besulim will come back. The Rebbeinu Shleilam will change the Teva to Shtim with what the Chachmei Bezin do. And that's the message of L'keil Geimer Olai. So the Chasam Sofer says that that's what Rapapa's Chiddush is. Rapapa said that without our Gemara, you would have thought that the same way the Rebbeinu Shleilam will make this girl grow back her Besulim, because Bezin Shalmata was Ma'abra the Shana, you would think that the Rebbeinu Shleilam would also change the weather based on what Bezin Shalmata does. Kamash Rolon, that the weather is not a Din Midine HaTorah, and therefore, even if Bezin changes the months, but that does not influence the weather. L'keil Geimer Olai applies to Dinei Torah, Psoke Bezdin, but Iber Shana, the weather will not be affected by the Iber of Bezin. That's where Papa is being Mechadish based on our Gemara. That's where the Chasam Sofer learns the Gemara, and that's where the Mil Tzedakah learns. That although the Rebbeinu Shleilam changes the Metzias and the Bria to Shtim with the Psak of Bezdin, But over here, the weather is not going to change based on which Yiddish month it is at that moment. Now, the emphasis is that this concept of L'keil Geimer Olai we find in Halacha in several places, and I wanted to share with the Olam several of those places. In Simen Kuf Pei Tes, in Hilchas Vestas, so one of the Vestas that an Isha can have is a Vesta Chaydish. She sees Dalad L'Chaydish, Dalad Nissen, Dalad Ir, Dalad Sivan. So the Shach in Sivkot Nid Gimel brings that the Ra'os says a Bedek HaBayis, that when you want to count Vesta Chaydish, Dalad L'Chaydish, Hey L'Chaydish, Vav L'Chaydish, whatever it is, whenever the Gemara refers to a Vesta Chaydish, it's not referring to a vest based on what we call Aleph, what we call Dalad. Because, after all, very often, Rosh Chodesh is not on the Yom HaMeilat. We move from the Meilat to Rosh Chodesh, and because of various cheshbainis. And therefore, the Ra'ah says, when you want to count the Vesta Chodesh, you count how many days you are from the Meilat. And the Shach says, Avla Rajam Mishmeres Bayis Kosav, the Vaday Shipura Gar, that it depends on the Shefer of Bezin. Va'akil Yom HaChodesh, Molei V'chosar. L'chadoshim u'lishonim u'beres borois l'fi tikkunei bezin. Shekol mashe bezin shalomata oisim, whatever bezin shalomata does, bezin shalomayla maskim mimoem. D'chsiv asher tikru oisim mayadom, we learn out, asher tikru oisim mayadom, that is totally on bezin's kriya, v'af b'chidushe haguf, and even as it affects the human body. V'chein, that this ktana bezin adds a month, her basulum come back, and he brings that zoystate in Rosh, and he brings shuas remints. It said, and that's matched with the pshat of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, that Vest HaChodesh is totally on the Yemei HaChodesh, and it's totally on the Yemei HaChodesh based on our Kiddush, based on Bezin deciding with all the Kolam, Molei Chaser, Muberes, Loyadu Roish, because Lakel Gamer Lai, the Torah changes the Mitzias. In the Chuvas Einig Yontif, the Magia, in the Chuvas Einig Yontif, the Horus, he brings something very, very, very fascinating. Chazal tell us that Shichva Zera is potent for six Einos. Shichva Zera has the Kayach HaYilada for six Einos after it leaves the Guf. And we learned this out from Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Al Tikshu Al Isha, that the Noshim by Maimon Har Sinai should not be Pelte Shichva Zera, and therefore, in order to facilitate that the Noshim should not be Pelt of Shichva Zera, they had to be purged from their husband for 72 hours, and for there the Rishonim by that Shichva Zera has a Kayach HaYilada for 72 hours, afterwards it is no longer called Shichva Zera. The Shaila is that we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Yom Echad Bidaitai. The Rebbei Shlom originally was not Mechayev 72 hours. The Rebbei Shlom was only Mechayev 48 hours. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yom Echad Bidaitai. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Yom Echad Bidaitai, but the Rebbei Shlom originally said that Hayyim Umachar, not a Prisha of 3 days, so L'chaira, the Shir Shichva Zera being Masriach, should be told on what the Rebbei Shlom said, how long the Prisha should be. How come when we want to be Mishayer, Halacha L'Maisa, what's the Shir, that Shichva Zera is Masriach, that we use the Cheshbonis made by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yom Echad Bidaitai? So in the Oros and Chuvas Einig Yontif, Simen Mem Beis, he brings down the same Yisayit, that once Moshe Rabbeinu paskens with the Kayach of Yud Gimel Midos, Hayyim Kimachar, and therefore we need Prisha for 3 days, the Teva changed. And therefore the Teva of how long is the Shichva Zera Roya Lohailid will go ahead and follow the Psak of Moshe Rabbeinu, not the Tzivui of the Rebbeinu Shleim, because the Teva is totally on what Bezin Shalmata paskins, and if Moshe Rabbeinu paskins, we need 3 days Prisha, so that will make that the Teva is that it will take 3 days until the Shichva Zera is Masriach. There's a fascinating Chazanish, which talks about Shemitah during the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni and Bizman Azeh. The Sma in Simen Samach Zayin in Chayish Mishpat says that Bizman that Shemitah and Yevu Neig Min HaTorah, that's when we had the Havtocha of Tzivisi Es Berchosi. But the Sma says that Bizman, when Shemitah is only Derabbanon, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha of Tzivisi Es Berchosi will not apply. And the Chazanish in Shvius, Perek Yud Ches, Sifkot and Dalad, he says that it's mistaver that avada the bracha was shayre even b'shas b'yasheni, and even after the churban, because when bezin shalmata is kiveya shmita b'zman hazeh. So once it's takana as bezin, it becomes shmita. And therefore, the havtach of the Rebbeinu Shlom in Tzivisi Yesh Berchasi will follow, even bizman hazeh, even in a situation where shmita is derabban, because the mitzias follows what the chachmei atayir paskin, and if the chachmei atayir are misakin with a din bezdin that this year is shmita, so then all the even though midarais is not shmita. But since midrabanan it's shmita, so the halacha of tzivisi es berchasi will apply the same concept lekel gamer alai. The mitzias follows the chachmei hatorah, and Rav Binyamin Mendelsohn, who wrote the sefer Mishnas Yosef from Masechta Shvius, he was the rav in Kayamias, which was very active in the pushing of shmir shmita at Yisrael. So he used to say that we see that it's so. We see that there are nisim nistarim every single shmita, and even if we're not zeicha to nisim gluyim, like they were in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash when Klai Yisrael's oisim mitzayin shalmakim, but we zeicha have nisim nistarim bizman hazeh, and that's because since the bezin shalmata paskins that made the takanas bezin that there should be shmita even bizman hazeh, so the havtacha will follow. Because as we said earlier, that the Mitzias follows the Chachmei Atayr. Just to be saying with a very interesting Zach, there's a Tshuva Scham Sefer. The Tshuva is in Or Chaim Simen Samach Zayin. He's talking over there about the Pizmon of Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Tochel, which many people say on Mitzoy Shabbos. So the Scham Sefer says that in the old Machzorei Ashkenaz, this piyut was printed in Ne'ilah to be said as Yom Kippur is coming to an end, and he says that it was put there with, and by Ne'ilah we say like the first line of many piyutim. This piyut, he says, was mesukin to be said on Mitzoy Yom Kippur. And when Yom Kippur was Shabbos, they would say the first line, Hamadu Mekayesh Dachel, Chataseinu Yimchel. They would say that line in Slichas of Ne'ilah with the first line of all the Pizmonim that we say. And he says that although many people now say it every Matzah Shabbos, and sometimes says he also says Matzah Shabbos, because that's what he saw for his Rebbeim, but Al Kopanim, the Pizmon was written for Ne'ilah Yom Kippur and for Mitzoy Yom Kippur. And he says that the Raya is Pashat, because just about every paragraph talks about Mechilas Avinus. And Mechilas Avinus, that's the Zman. The Zman is Mechilas Avinus. It says in the Piyut Chatzenu Yimchel, it says Psachli Shar HaMenutal, open up the door which is closing. That's the Zman Ne'ilah, to be said by Ne'ilah, or that time frame. And that's what the Piyut was written. And he says that the biggest Raya, that the Piyut was written from Matzoy and Kippur, or if you came in by Nila, is because it says in the Piyut, Ekro Lokel Olai Gomer. That the Pasuk, the Titan says, I call Lokel Olai Gomer. So the Chassam Sofer says that this line, Ekro Lokel Olai Gomer, is an allusion to this that Chazal tell us. That Bezin Shalmaila is only Yeshiv Bedin, after Bezin Shalmata is Kaveh the Chaydish. When Bezin Shalmata's Kaveh, which day is Rosh Hashanah, where the El is 29 days or 30 days, based on that, that's going to depend on which day is Rosh Hashanah. The Dinin Shemayim follows the Psak of the Bezin Shalmata. And therefore, which day is Yom Kippur, until when are the Shari Shemayim open, is going to depend Hagufa on the Psak of the Bezin Shalmata. And therefore, we say, Ekro Lokel Olai Goymer, that Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima. Bezin Shalmat has nothing to do with Shabbos. This thing has to do Dafka with Yom Kippur. Ekro Lokel Olai Goymer, that's the biggest raya that Chassam Sofer says, that this pi was written for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is lokel geimer olai, that when the kedushas Yom Kippur is chal, when the din of Yom Kippur is chal, is dependent on the psak of bezin shalmata, our gemara of lokel geimer olai. Grad, very interesting. The minig that when we say this piyutz is we say zareinu v'chaspeinu yar b'kachel. We put the children before the money, and l'chayer, that's the way it should be. We find that b'nei Gad and b'nei Ruvain, when they said their tzoyin before their children, Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina on them. So therefore, the Python says zareinu v'chaspeinu. So the Chassam Sofer says that if you look in the old Machzorim, it says Vakert. That the old Machzorim, it says Kaspeinu v'zareinu yar b'kachel. And he said that the later days were Magia Zareinu v'chaspeinu, because you have to put the Zera before you put the money. The children comes before the money. But the Chassam Sofer says that really the correct Girsa is Kaspeinu v'zareinu. And he says that the reason why the Python flipped it is because the first stanza ends Yar b'kachel v'kachechovim b'alayla. So he teaches like this, that Yar b'kachel, we said two things. We have kaspeinu v'zareinu, Yar b'kachel v'kachechovim b'alayla. The kesef that we're davening should be Yar b'kachel. We find that kesef is the ribuy of kesef is nimshal to the ribuy of chel. The pasuk says by Shlaima HaMelech that in Shlaima HaMelech the kesef was kavanim. So the bakasha is kaspeinu should be kachel, zareinu should be kechavim belayla. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to kechavim and nimshal to chel. When the oisim mitzayde shalmakim, they're lamayla, then nimshal to kechavim. Where the ain oisim mitzayde shalmakim and they're lamata, then nimshal to chel. Our tefillah is the zareinu should be kechavim, the money should be kachel, but the children should be kechavim. Since the Python wants to end the stanza with Laila, because that's what rhymes, so therefore Zokhtar Sam Sefer, he said, Kaspeinu, Vizareinu, Yarbe Kachel, Kachom Laila, meaning the Kesef Kachel, like it was in Meshlemai, and the children, the Zareinu, which goes second, goes on Kachom Laila, that they should be Zoicha to the Gedula and the Godless of Kachavim when Klal Yisrael's Oisim Ritzayin Shalmokim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.